No.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to episode 111 of the Top Shelf Podcast. And today, as always, I'm pleasantly joined by Josh G, also known as Vote.
Vote. That is my name for today. Baby, Vote. I hope you do.
Let your voice be heard. And to my bottom left, the second most handsome man I know, besides Brad Pitt, Nicholas Bennett.
You're...
It's not even like I know Brad Pitt personally.
You don't know Brad Pitt at all. That's the point.
Well, imagine if Brad Pitt and I were friends. I would ditch you guys so fast.
Wow.
He's that's also like 50-something, man.
That's all right. You don't think he can still hang?
Oh, no, he could. I don't think he – I think he's, like, sober now, hey. Though. But.
Yeah. Well, no, thanks for calling me an alcoholic, but
– Well, you said hang. Actually, I thought that's what you meant, was, like, he could hang. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I assume that with you.
No, but, Josh, that's a perfect segue into today's topic, which is haters. We all have them, and we all love them. Cat Williams once said, if you don't have at least 10 haters – it should be your mission daily to find 10 haters. There's a reason why haters are good in your life. It's because they motivate you. Because if you have haters, that means you're doing something right. A lot of people take it as a bad stigma, like, oh, you know, whatever. No. I can almost speak for the group here that haters are a good thing to have, again, because it means you're doing something right. You guys want to start off with, you know, how you feel about having a couple of haters in your life?
Josh.
I couldn't care less.
Ooh.
I couldn't care less about having haters. I understand what you're talking about, the whole, you know, use it as motivation thing, and you know, people that try and knock you down, it makes you want to come back, you know, bigger and stronger. I don't know. I'm at a point in my life where I just don't, or I'm reaching a point in my life where I'd like to think I'm at a point in my life where I just don't care what people think. It's about me and my family and the people closest to me. I don't think that it matters what people think. And that's when I think when we're headed towards true happiness is when we're not concerned about other people's thoughts and what they think of us. Your point is definitely a valid point, that it's a good thing to have haters because it means that you stand for something, you know, that you have beliefs that other people are clearly not going to share with you. But again, I have no time or any desire to even consider that I have haters or not. Obviously not everybody's going to like what I have to say or what I have to do or the way that I live my life or the way that I lead my business. Or the way that I raise my family, not everybody's going to like that. But that's not my concern. That's their business and it's their problem.
Let me ask you a question. When you find out that someone's hating on you, right? Maybe it's because whatever, it doesn't make a difference what the reason is. Does it bother you even the slightest? Like the slightest, does it drop like a little nugget in your cerebellum?
I think anybody's going to naturally think about it. It'll cross their mind. But I think if you really understand who you are, and I'm really starting to understand who I am, you know, going on 40 now, the less you care about it. You know, I just don't, it doesn't bother me. If somebody has a problem with me, that's their problem. It's not my concern. Wayne Dyer once said, you know, what other people think of me is none of my business. You know, that's Wayne true. Dyer is my boy. And I subscribe to that. I really do. I mean, You're lying to everybody if you don't actually kind of care and you want to be liked. But at the end of the day, if you're hating on me and you're worried about me, then that's your problem. I'm going on with my life, whether you like it or not. And I'm going to do things the way that I want to do things, whether you like it or not. Like you said, use it for fuel if you want, but that's not my fuel. My fuel is my own personal happiness and my happiness.
Not I use it for fuel because
some hater wrong. Huh?
I use it for fuel because it means that I'm doing something right. you know,
right. People see you that you're
successful or, or losing a little bit of weight or cutting back on drinking or whatever I'm doing. And people are talking shit. That means I'm doing it right. And they're just jealous of me. Like they're jealous that I'm accomplishing something that they're not able to. Again, they're able to if they put their mind to it, but they'd rather just talk shit about me instead of doing it themselves. My favorite thing is when I talk about like intermittent fasting and everyone's like, intermittent fasting, doesn't work. Come to find out 3 weeks later, the same person who's talking shit has been doing it for the last 3 weeks. Like that makes me feel great that you can hate on me all you want, but I know I'm doing the right thing. Nick, does it bother you a little bit when someone's hating on you? Like just a little.
I think for the longest time, my biggest issue was why? Like, why am I a topic of conversation? Why am I, you know, in people's, you know, like, why is my name out there? Why do people feel the need to talk about me or say anything at all? You know, I think that was the biggest thing. And the whole like haters thing, I guess I try not to think of it as that term, but I mean, I guess you can use whatever term you want. Just, you know, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not some superstar, some supermodel. Like there's no reason for, I feel.
Whoa. You could be a supermodel.
Well, that is your opinion, sir. And I appreciate that. Thank you. However, as of right now, there ain't no modeling agency paying me no type of checks. So. But now, like, I think once I kind of came to the understanding that, you know, I am doing better than some people, you know, I am more successful than, you know, some people, you know, being a manager just in general means that obviously you are higher ranked than the people who are, you know, you're managing. So, you know, obviously when you look at the people that, you know, you surround yourselves with and you can look around and you feel like you're being successful, there are people who are less successful than you. And yes, you know, they might not have the mental fortitude or, you know, level of understanding or whatever it is to achieve the levels that you have achieved. And they kind of look at the only way to make themselves feel better is to, you know, kind of throw dirt on your name or diminish what you're doing or, you know, whatever it is. But yeah, as of now, probably within the last, let's say year, nah, I could give two shits less, to be honest. You know, as you guys have already said, I'm just going to piggyback off of all your sentiments. That means that I'm obviously doing something right. Or there's a reason why I'm even in consideration for all these people when, you know, sometimes I'm not even, well, most times I'm not even around because I stay to myself and I don't really mingle with a lot. So, you know, it makes me feel special, honestly. It makes me feel special too.
But we're nice guys and we do nice things. You know, we try to be nice to as many people as possible. Sometimes they just push us over the edge and we don't have a choice. But for the most part, we're nice guys and we try to be kind to everybody. Maybe it's the fact that these people don't have anything else going in their lives and surrounding themselves with gossip about other people is the most excitement they're going to get in their day. You know, they can call Sally and talk about, oh, you see the chick that Nick's dating this week, or you see, you know, Lenny's Instagram post or whatever's going on. Like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh, you know, it's so annoying. Find
something to do. Learn to sew or, I don't know, go for a run. Go do something. Like, what the hell?
Learn to sew.
I mean, yeah. There's a reason that, you know, loving hip hop or Bad Girls Club or the Kardashians and all of this reality TV that's focused on drama and BS essentially is so popular now. It's just easier for people to kind of get lost in that than, you know, focusing on themselves and their lives and getting themselves to a better place to maybe achieve some of the things that you see that these people have. So, you know, like I said, when I was younger, even like I said, maybe even up until last year, like, yeah, when I would hear my name kind of come up or people say this or that about me, it used to really affect me, and obviously not in a positive way. But now I just kind of flip the script because I'm going to do whatever I'm doing either way. I'm going to continue to work to be as successful as I possibly can be. And if people got something to say about it, either good or bad, it's really not going to affect the amount of money that's coming into my pocket. It might actually help the amount of money that's coming into my pocket. It's definitely giving me, you know, what's the saying, Josh? No PR is bad PR.
That's right. No such thing as bad press.
Exactly. Like, mm-hmm. Essentially, it's all gonna just shining a light on me, and I don't fade under the pressure. So I'm good. Go ahead, hate away.
Hey, so I've been training. I have a kid who, you know, unfortunately lost his job during Corona and is struggling to get back on his feet. So I've been taking him around with me over the last few weeks. And listen, I deal with some pretty different tenants, right? What's different's a good word. And we got in the car after one visit, and he was like, "Lenny, how have you been doing this for a year? Like, oh my God, don't you get pissed off, whatever?" I said, "Listen, you don't. When I approach someone, A, I play the man, not the situation. B, I don't really know what's going on behind the scenes with this person, right? So if he wants to take out his aggression on me because his wife's cheating or he's got a drug problem or they're broke or whatever the case is, I don't know. And it doesn't really, you know, their problems aren't my problems." So that's what, and he was like, "Oh, I guess." I said, no, I don't know what's going on when I shut that door. They could have a slew of things going. So if they want to vent and take their aggression out on me, so be it. I don't have to live with that person. I don't have to talk to that person very often. So I can't judge them because I don't know what's going on. So why would I hate on them? And I hope, you know, I think he understood. I think he understood it, but that's kind of like the mentality I've been going with lately is just, I don't know what that person is thinking or what's going on in their lives. And it makes me feel like, it just makes me feel better. And I tend to be nicer to these people because of that. And I just wish they'd do the same thing with us. We get, I personally, yeah. Right. Like it makes me laugh how ridiculous some people are.
For me, what I find funny is, so typically when somebody's hating on me or hating on anyone, you know, they're pretty much sharing. I said it, especially at the job that I have now, I've had to tell people, like, I've learned so much about myself or heard so much about myself since I've started working here. It's amazing. Like, I heard that I had a 15-year-old daughter.
I love that when you learn shit about yourself. You don't even
exactly
know.
Like it's amazing. I'm like, where does this shit even come from? So now I just feed into it. I tell people the most random stories or the most BS to give them something even more, just to spice up their story, so that when I hear it back, I can see what kind of legs it grew and like what the story has actually turned into. I have fun with it, man. But like I said,
great.
The biggest part of it is like, why? Yeah, come to that realization. Like, you don't know what's going on in somebody's life. You don't know where they're at. You don't know what they're thinking. You don't know why they're hating on you. You don't know, you know what I mean? Like, don't give them any reasons to, but fuck it. Just, like you said, accept it. You know that you're doing well for yourself and you're going to continue to work on yourself and better yourself. This is what we're all about. And whatever comes with it, there can't be any good without the bad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't expect everybody to praise me on this path and journey. I do expect some people to kind of knock me off, and you know what I mean? That's what's going to build character.
Are they knocking you off, or is it making you try harder? That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm not allowing anybody to knock me off, but that's their intention. Nobody hates on you to say, you know what, I'm going to hate on him to fuel him. I mean, unless they're your friend. So me and Lenny and, you know, Jose, we would hate on each other actively when we worked together. But that was really just to fuel each other. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we knew that we fed off of that. But, you know, someone on the outside who's just, you know, spewing these things about you or whatever, they don't have your best intentions at heart. They don't really give a fuck about you. And yeah, they'd probably like to see you fail. So, you know, I choose not to give them that vindication.
Well, that was random. One of my buddies just pulled up as I'm recording. I had to tell them to be quiet. Again, recording my car. My father's visiting from Portugal, and he goes to bed. He's a little bit older, so he goes to bed early. So I'm in the car. Good thing for a strong Wi-Fi connection. I know. We had dinner today. It was fun. I mean, it wasn't the most exclusive dinner, but it was good. Josh, I think that we've touched up on almost everything I wanted to talk about when it comes to hating. I do have a question for you, though. Do you hate on me because I am working harder at fighting for 40 than you could possibly ever?
No, not at all. I mean, obviously, the it's funny that you mentioned that because that brought up the final point that I wanted to make.
Yeah.
But no, man, I'm proud of you every day when I see you out there, and I haven't been out in a couple weeks. I've been a little bit under the weather, not COVID related, I had like a stupid head cold, and I just haven't been feeling great. So I clearly should not be at the gym or anything. But
right.
And you just don't want that perception. Optics are bad on it. Right. But the point is that, so I'm always super proud of you. And I just love everything that you're doing with yourself. And we've always been back and forth. You know, we hate on each other jokingly to motivate each other, but that does bring up a serious point that a lot of times our biggest haters are the people that really should be supporting us more than anybody else. And we don't realize it that behind
that
our backs,
it's our brothers,
it's our family members,
cousins,
and those are our biggest haters. So really think about that before you go knocking people down. You know, those are the ones you're really supposed to be supporting. You know, I really don't give a shit about, you know, the Instagram followers and the Facebook friends and fake bullshit that people post out there, but really the people that you're supposed to support and that you're supposed to love, don't hate them. Don't hate on them. Like if your brother's making a little bit more money than you, be happy for your brother that he's doing well and find and pick his brain a little bit, figure out how you can make a little bit more money. You know, if your best friend is beating you in a fitness challenge, don't hate on your best friend. Like, oh, I hope he fucking fails. Be psyched for your best friend and ask him how he's doing. You know, and if your neighbor drives a better car than you and you want that car, man, maybe save a little bit of money. You know, be happy for your neighbor that he's got that car. Don't hate on your friends. Don't hate on your family, the people that you're supposed to be supporting. Just make a better life for yourself. Stop comparing yourself to others.
Nah, I'm okay. Let them keep hating. That's really – and I'm going to tell you – listen, that sounds crazy, but I'm going to tell you this why, right? So, and I kind of use this mentality to kind of motivate, you know, so in the kitchen, I feel like, you know, we've all been there. We've had those A players, right? We've had those rock stars and those studs. And one thing that they constantly do is they'll get frustrated when they're stuck working with somebody who's subpar, you know what I mean? Or just not as strong as them, right? So, and again, I used to be one of those players, and I would get frustrated when I felt like I was being taken advantage of, or I was, you know, pulling my weight plus the weight of two or three others with me. You know what I mean? And that's a hard type of, you know, mentality to go day in and day out. It's hard to come into work and feel like I want to even be here, be productive and, you know, put up with this bullshit. And this is how I kind of liken it to the whole haters thing. You know, those people who are hating probably aren't in, because for the most part, I don't think successful people hate on people. Successful people want people around them to be successful. That's how they became successful, right? So you assume that the haters are probably people who just, like I said, don't have really much else to go in life, and they're probably in a lower stature or whatever. I want those people to stay there because all that does is make me look better. Just the same as, you know, when I'm on the line and I'm working with people who obviously weren't able to do the things that I did, I have no problem. I know I can pull their weight. And I know it's not going to diminish what I'm capable of doing. So all it does is really, one, make me stronger, and two, make me look better, which gets me to where I'm trying to get to faster. So, you know, I think it's one and the same. Let the haters stay there. Hate on me all you want. It's not going to do anything to me. It's actually probably going to put me in a better position for success in the future. And you're just making me look better the entire time. So, you know, yeah, I don't want my family hating on me. I don't want, you know, people that I actually care about or I feel like are supposed to care about me and want the best for me in life hating on me, because that shit just blows. But it's a reality. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, your family are people. You know, that the fact that you share a last name, or the fact that you share, you know, childhood together, or you share, you know, the same bloodline, whatever, like that really doesn't mean anything. People are people. People are going to feel however people feel. But for the most of them out there, if you're in that position and all you have to bring to the table is something to say about me one way or another, keep it up.
I agree. Keep it up. I think it's funny. I think it's interesting. Again, I'll say it again. It just means that I'm doing something right, or I'm trying to do something right. And they're just jealous, in my opinion. But it is what it is. I can't get mad at them. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, so I don't get mad. I just get a good chuckle and I keep going harder.
They're trying to knock you down, baby.
Yeah. If if only two people are talking about what I'm posting on IG, I got to do better on IG. I got to try harder. I need more people talking about me. That's the way I see it. I need as many people talking shit about me as possible, because then I'll work even more. I'll work harder and harder and harder. So that's what I feel.
And Nick, you guys ready to
wrap this up?
No press is bad for us.
Exactly.
That's right.
Before I forget, Josh, one person who's not a hater, Mia said to tell you hi. She misses talking to you. I told her that.
Send that back her way. Yeah, she and I always had a great relationship.
I got you, brother. I let her know.
She's a good kid.
Is this an employee that jumped ship from Josh to go work for Nick?
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. Well, not for me.
So if you're new to our show, which we have a lot of new followers lately, Josh and Nick are run separately the two busiest restaurants in that area that they work in. So it's like it's like a friendly competition that they really never talk about.
I didn't know it was a competition.
we're in the same business. I mean, and yes, we do run two of the busiest restaurants in the area, but we don't compete with each other. I mean, if Nick called me he needed something, I would have it for him, but that's
exactly right.
It's not a competition.
We have Fight for 40. You guys have Fight for Steaks.
Nick, he's creating it, right, Nick?
He's trying to stir something up.
I am. I'm trying to make you guys haters towards each other. He is Josh G1226 on Instagram and Snapchat. Love him, don't hate him, and go vote. He is Big Nick the Chef. That's D-A-Y. Why?
Because.
One day we'll get an explanation out of you. And as always, you can find us at BeTheTopShelf.com, the most popular webpage on all the net, according to our crack team of top shelf scientists. I love you both. We're going to – our next episode is – coming up on Sunday. It is about how to turn your girl on non-verbally. That's gonna get crazy. I hope your wives and girlfriends aren't around. Later.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.